Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Art is for everyone, big or small, young or old, and we're reminded by this current Duluth art exhibit, For All Abilities. Yesterday at the Deck Auditorium, we saw a significant art event all summer in the making. It was the premiere of the Arrowhead Alliance of Artists with Disabilities exhibit, All Together Now, a local tile mural exhibit inspired by the International Disability Mural Project. Some of the works created here in the Northland will join the International Disabilities Mural Project. I spoke with a member of the Alliance, Bridget Riversmith, about the project and this exhibit, as it will continue to travel and show around the state.
My name is Bridget Riversmith, and I'm the co-founder and leader of the Arrowhead Alliance of Artists with Disabilities, also known as AUD. That's our acronym. And basically what AUD does is we meet monthly. We're an all-volunteer community group, and we meet to create opportunities for artists with disabilities to share their work and also to advocate for greater accessibility to the arts for people with disabilities.
And there is an exhibit, a one-day exhibit, All Together Now.
That's the exhibit of the Disability Mural Project Duluth. And in short, it's an exhibit of over the work of over 315 artists who participated in AUD's 24 workshops in Duluth, Cloquet, and Two Harbors this summer. Together, we created 360 masonite tiles. They're 12-inch by 12-inch square tiles. And for this project, the tiles come together to create a mosaic of stories by people whose lives have intersected with disability in our community. The project out in Berkeley, it's in Berkeley, California, was founded in 2000, the year 2000, and it's grown to over 1,000 tiles in the past 11 years, and people from all over the world have contributed, sent in individual tiles. Duluth, however, is the first city in the Midwest to build our own project and have plans to install a permanent exhibit in the place where the tiles were made. So we'll be sending some tiles out to Berkeley to become part of the international project. In fact, Frances Velasco is the director. She's coming to Duluth for our exhibit this week, and she's going to speak starting at 2:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday the 19th at the deck. And so she's going to help curate a small selection of the tiles to go out and be included in the international exhibit in Berkeley. The title was inspired by the Beatles song, you know. It's about the tiles coming together and forming the mural, but it's also about all the people that came together for this project and how collectively, when we are creative collectively, you know, we can really transform ourselves and our world. I was recently reading an article in Smithsonian Magazine about a new exhibit at the American History Museum, and the curator was saying one of the most extraordinary and least understood aspects of Dr. Martin Luther King's leadership was his incisive understanding of the power of visual images to alter public opinion. And so the power of this project is all of these individual visions, differently designed tiles, but we put them all together, and you know, separately they might not be as powerful, but you put them all together and they're stunningly powerful. And that way art is a really powerful force for change.
Although this show was only up for one day, you can find out more about future projects and this exhibition's schedule as it tours at KUMD.org under Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.